The Dominican Republic has always been a gold mine of baseball talent. Today, the DR can call itself the game's world champion. Last night in San Francisco, Team DR won the World Baseball Classic, beating Caribbean rival Puerto Rico 3-0. The Dominicans also made history in the process. They became the first team to win the Olympic-style tournament without losing a single game. From San Francisco, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was a night of constants at AT&T Park, constant cold-drenching rain that drove many fans undercover. Constant celebrating by a group of Dominican fans who stayed put behind their team's dugout and threw a three-hour party in that rain. Another night of winning baseball made it easy to celebrate. Team DR jumped on top quickly with two first-inning runs. Dominican starting pitcher Samuel Deduno was cruising until a patch of trouble in the fifth inning. That's when hard-hitting Angel Pagan came to the plate with two men on. Dominican manager Tony Peña walked to the mound to tell Deduno he was done.
He said, "Please, do not take me out again. I want this guy." I said, "Do you want it? You got it."
Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Pagan is gone. And Deduno gets out of the jam.
After that out, as heard on ESPN Radio, Peña then turned the pitching chores over to the dominant Dominican relievers. They held Puerto Rico without a run, extending their streak of scoreless innings pitched to 26, with closer Fernando Rodney doing the honors with a game-ending strikeout.
Let the celebration begin in Santo Domingo.
And it did, with a reported 50,000 fans who came together to watch the game on televisions at a baseball stadium in the capital city. That kind of celebration, so many miles away, is music to the ears of Major League Baseball officials. Really, it is. There's the belief that since it began in 2006, the World Baseball Classic has been hamstrung by the lack of interest in this country. But Paul Archie says that's never been the point.
This tournament wasn't created to stimulate baseball in the United States. It was created to give baseball a bigger platform globally.
Archie is president of World Baseball Classic, Inc., and a longtime Major League Baseball exec. He truly lights up when he gives examples of how the three tournaments since 2006 have broadened the game.
We had the top two highest-rated television programs in the history of Taiwan cable television. They're building a new stadium, a baseball complex in Amsterdam that is a direct result of their really success in this tournament, 09 to here. So
according to Forbes, consumers increasingly are associating global brands with quality, and MLB is well aware of that. Paul Archie admits it would be nice to see more U.S. fans engaged and more U.S. Major League stars playing in the WBC. Now that this tournament is over, officials will discuss possible changes, although don't expect the Classic to move from its March time slot, as some have suggested. It's considered a better time than during the Major League season or after. It does mean interrupting spring training for some players. But Dominican star Robinson Cano, the tourney's MVP, says it's well worth the interruption for an experience he says he'll remember forever.
Tonight we're going to celebrate. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate. And Thursday we're going to about spring training.
Yeah.
Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.